This is Maureen Guest from the Whitley's Oral History Group on the 24th of January 2017, here to interview Peter and Diana Hill, long-time residents of Little Whitley. Peter, how long have you been in Little Whitley and where did you come from?
We've lived in Little Whitley since February 1983 and we moved here from Sinton Green, having lived in Sinton Green for 4 or 5 years, perhaps more than that. And originally we lived in Great Whitley, so we moved halfway back again when we came to Little Whitley from Sinton Green.
And what were your first impressions of the community and what do you remember of your early days here?
Well, everybody's very friendly and very welcoming. We knew one or two people here. We knew the Copes and we also knew of the Rutters. And so one of the first things that Dick did, Dick Rutter, was to get me down to the village hall on a Thursday evening to the club night. I'm not sure whether it was called club night then, probably was. And we used to meet down there for a drink and play pool and darts. That was before the village hall was in its present condition, and it was just a wooden shack at the time. I'd been involved in the village hall at Sinton Green. And so one of the first things I got involved in was the Village Hall Committee. And I think Alan Cope was chairman at the time. And so a lot of friendly people on that. And one of the first things I got involved in was getting money and grants, which would be then becoming available from the lottery and places like that, to improve the Village Hall facilities, which were pretty dire. And one thing I do remember about the village hall was the bar area was held up with a car jack.
Right.
And so probably other people have mentioned that as well. No. So that was a feature of it. And it was all very primitive, extremely primitive.
Can you remember how long there's been a village hall there?
A village hall has been there since before the war, I think, since the 1940s.
Always used as a village hall?
Always used as a village hall, as far as I'm aware. And so that was the centre of activities. Of course, we did have when we arrived, there was the milk, Morley Milk, Morby Milk was in what is now the post office.
Oh, really?
Well, the old post office, rather.
Yeah.
Which then became a leather shop and then a private house. I don't think there was a post office there at the time. And there was the garage, Des Buggins' garage. Although I don't think Des was there when we arrived. I think he bought it, he acquired it after we arrived.
Mm-hmm.
There had never been a pub here as far as I know. Oh, and there's a sweet shop, wasn't there? Rose Cottage was the sweet shop.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to go out to a pub, you had to go to Great Whitley or to Holt, as you do now.
Yeah.
But the village hall was the centre of social activity.
Mm-hmm.
After being here about 9 months, our first event we were asked to was to New Year's Eve party, which was used to be at Joan Corbatch.
Oh, really?
For some reason, we didn't go to that. I think perhaps because we had the children to look after.
Yeah.
And we didn't know enough people to come and babysit us, sit for us. So that was at Bank House. Yes, Les had left Bank Farm by then and lived in Bank House when we arrived, straightening his bent 6-inch nails to preserve them, use them again.
He had lots of things to preserve outside, didn't he?
I think by then he'd probably gone back to the farm and dug up his boxes of coins and things, which he discovered, he'd forgotten when he sold it. Yes, everybody was very friendly and welcoming. I got very involved in the village hall and later on then on the parish council as well.
So you've been involved in the village hall throughout?
Yes, I haven't been involved in the village hall for the last 10 years or so, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But
Probably more than that.
But the parish council I've been very much involved in. I retired after 29 years on the village, on the
as
parish
chairman.
Council. I've been chairman for a few years, but I've been parish councillor for 29 years. I didn't want to exceed Ron Carrington's record. He was on the parish council for 29 years as well, yeah, before he retired to become chairman of the county council.
That's right, yes. And then you've also got involved in the church as well.
Yes, so I've always been a church goer. My father was ordained, so I've always been involved in church activity. But only recently have I become church warden, when Christine retired and she suggested I should take over from her. So she was my mentor.
So what are your duties as church warden?
Organising services. Veronica. And with Veronica. Veronica's still church warden. She's been church warden for a long time.
Goodness.
So it's organising churches, going to PCC meetings. I'm on the ex officio member of the Friends of St Michael as well, which I've been on for a while anyway. And generally being a link between our incumbent and the parishioners.
Mm.
So it's quite a lot of work to do from time to time.
So almost Whitley Church is almost the link between the two villages, isn't it, in a way?
Very much so, yes. Yeah. Because we're not as peripatetic as far as we ought to be, as far as congregations are concerned, but I do try and go to a service somewhere each Sunday,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
in the benefice.
Yeah.
Whether it's Shrawley, Great Whitley or Little Whitley.
Yeah. When we had the village fete, which has only recently been stopped, because we were very much involved in that.
At Great Whitley, yes.
At Great Whitley, because we always did the tombola,
yeah,
for example. And Christine was always helping with the raffle.
It was called the church's fete, wasn't it?
That's
it,
right. We got the clay pigeon shoot, which has been around for a long time, below the village hall. Although I'd never done any shooting myself, go along on Boxing Day when they have a big shoot, but they meet once a month, and as the chap at Rose Cottage said, I can't remember his name now, sounds as though World War III has started again when they start up at 10 o'clock in the morning
on a Sunday
on the third Sunday. The third Sunday in the month. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's going strong, I think, still.
Yeah, that's good. What other associations are there in the village? Anything else?
Was the WI, which is the other principal.
Very successful WI.
Social activity, apart from the Friends of St Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And still, there's a nucleus of us for the Thursday evening club down in the village hall.
Yeah.
And we have barbecues during the summer if the weather's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and encourage new people to come along to that.
And you'll remember all the jazz
and
events.
The jazz, of course, yes. Yes, and as well as the jazz, the other things that Vernon and Veronica organised when we arrived were the skiing trips.
Oh, right.
I remember one of the first events which happened soon after we arrived was a big bus turning up outside their house, and half of the village piling into it to go off skiing.
Oh, how many years did that go on for?
That didn't
think?
Go on for very long after we... Right, but two or three years probably.
Well, the Rutters always went, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yes.
Yeah. Ah, right. And
the Progressive Supper, Vernon and Veronica.
Yes, yeah, we got involved in the Progressive Supper on New Year's Eve.
And that happened for a great many years, and we all took it in turns to organise it, which was always great fun.
How many of you got involved in that?
Oh, sometimes.
Well, we'd have about 20 couple at once.
Yeah.
But, the idea being that you host a course,
mm-hmm.
But you don't know who's coming to your house.
Oh, so you split it up.
For the course you're hosting. And at a specified time, you open an envelope and it tells everybody where they're going for their next course.
So you don't know till the evening.
No, you don't know till the evening who to expect. Unless you peek in your envelope, which you're not supposed to do. But we try and work it out so that we know if we've got a vegetarian. We warn the warden or hostess if there's a vegetarian in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and keep people apart who might otherwise start fighting. But
and is that still going on?
Unfortunately, no. The last one was about 3 years ago now.
Mm. Oh, might come
it
back.
It takes quite a lot of organising.
I must do, yes.
Yeah. As I mentioned it in my article in the Parish Magazine last in December.
Right, yeah.
Just for how it all works.
Yeah.
Vernon and Veronica, over all these years, they've done a tremendous amount of in the village and village life.
Including boggit hunting. Mustn't forget the boggit hunts.
What were they?
Well, that's something which Vernon brought with him from Cheltenham, I think, from Cleve, where they used to live,
right,
after which their house is named. And you would go up onto Martley Hills, onto
Woodbury Hill.
And he would lay a trail of boggits, and usually when there's a full moon, it helped, because that's when you could find them more easily enough.
Yeah.
And you collect them as many as you could, and then have a drink afterwards and count up how many you got.
So this was adult entertainment, was it?
Principally, yes, but yes, children also took part. But it was in the evening, as it was dark.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful.
So was that annual or?
Not really. We had three or four, I think, boggit hunts at some stage.
Right, yeah. And are there any outstanding events that have happened in the village that you can think of?
Flower festivals.
Yes.
In church, millennium celebrations and Queen's birthday celebrations and so on.
What did they do at the millennium here?
We had a big party, big do at the in the village hall.
Yeah.
Was that the first time we had the burner?
Andrew Owen made a huge burner.
Oh, where did that go outside the village hall?
Yes. Yeah,
and it's we've still got it because Philip lit it for the Queen's birthday. So I assume the Owens have got it somewhere.
That's when everybody lit one round the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be seen by many people down here, was it?
A few, I think they could see it over in Abberley.
Right, yeah.
From the clock tower area. And we'd probably ring up and tell them they've just lit it, so there's probably no to light that.
Yeah, yes. And any innovations?
Apart from the refurbishing or rebuilding, really entirely, of the village hall, not many. We've had quite a few new houses built, but
and barn conversions.
Barn conversions, yes, but there's a few new houses built.
Yeah. Was your house new when you moved here? Or?
No, our house was 8 or 9 years old when we moved here.
Yeah.
I was built half on half of the garden of meadow view next door, half on the council house, ex-council house is on the other side. Mm-hmm.
Lil and Charlie Goodman live next door.
Yes, I've heard about them.
They farmed. Lil was a very good cook and helped look after the children. We've got very good neighbours. Mm-hmm. We've always been very lucky with our neighbours on both sides.
Yeah, and Diana, you're involved in the church as well, aren't you?
I'm on the Friends Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have been for a long time.
And your principal job is?
Keeping the books. Yeah. We have a rota for the cleaning of the church.
Yeah.
And everybody in the village, a lot of people in the village, are involved in that. So that again brings them into the church. And we do it, most of us do it twice in the year, sort of six monthly. So that helps to keep the church reasonably tidy.
We're re-entering the Best Kept Churchyard competition again this year. It's alternate years.
Okay.
With the Best Kept Village competition, which we've never entered. We used to enter the Best Kept Churchyard, I think, many years ago. And it's thought a good idea, maybe 6 years ago now, five years ago now, to enter it when we came second.
Oh, that's
first
good.
Time we entered, and third, second. Time,
so. Out of how many? In Worcestershire?
This is in Worcestershire, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the various categories, so we're the acre or less in the area.
Right.
Yeah, there were 20 in our category.
I think there probably were.
Something else.
Well, that's because it's a real good opportunity to get it sorted.
It gets people involved, and we can get non-churchgoers active in the churchyard.
Mm.
And it is commented on by people, there's a footpath beside it, so a lot of people see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've had one or two D of E Duke of Edinburgh students helping us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Community project.
Community service. Well, it seems a very sort of tight-knit village compared with a lot, I think.
Oh, yes.
People work together.
Not so many people, not many newcomers, so many newcomers get involved as used to, I think.
Mm.
And there are a number of families who we never see. We used to have a dog, and I used to walk around the village regularly, and of course meet people then.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that so much, but there are, I can think of two or three households who we don't know at all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even come to the village hall, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the activities going on in the village hall, we hope to encourage a few more to come along.
We've had, again, church-wise, the last two summers, we've had a little treasure hunt around the village and a barbecue in June. And they all brought their own meat, and we provided the rest. And the families did turn out for that, didn't they? Families that we don't often see. We had probably three or four families that turned out for that, which
is good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Frieda was selling her ice cream, or giving away her ice cream up by her house.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I suppose one way I've got to know people, and they've got to know me, probably, they'll know who I am, I won't know who they are, is when we went round producing mugs for all the children in the parish for the wedding. William and Kate's wedding.
William and Kate's wedding.
Oh, did you?
Parish Council provided mugs.
That's a good idea.
All children under, what age was it?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So a lot of work was done on that to get the list
Get a list together, yes.
Yeah.
And I met, of course, a lot of everybody when I went round trying to drum up support for broadband.
Of course,
For airband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, when you probably heard all about the Doomsday book, which we produced.
No, tell us about that.
That was which year was that?
Well, the WI were really involved in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when was that? Because
that was about 2000, or earlier than 2000. So I remember I did a piece on the village hall.
You helped me do a piece on the village hall. I mean, I was.
Oh, you were lead on that, were you?
Yes, but you did it for me.
But the Doomsday book was quite interesting.
It's going back. It's much further back than that. Because children were quite small.
It must have been an anniversary of the Doomsday.
Jane Rutter typed it up on her computer.
And that was new then, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She'd got a computer and she typed it up, and she was working with computers at that time.
So that
would be going back.
It was a list of all the families, was it?
It was a history of the village,
mm-hmm.
And families and various topics. And was that when you made that tapestry, which is hanging in the village hall? Everybody knitted something on.
There's a big one in the village hall. I think that's the millennium.
Yeah, I think.
The millennium, is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, so the Doomsday
was something
long,
done. There will be a tapestry there in the village hall. But yes, I mean, there was a section on the WI, on the church, on the village hall. I can't remember.
Must have been Friends as well. Yeah, so.
Do you know where
Friends
is stored?
No, but I imagine Suzanne will know.
Ah, it might be worth...
Because that was a WI initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since we arrived, there haven't been any changes to the road layout or anything like that.
You've lost your garage.
Apart from losing the garage
and
the petrol station and the two new houses being built. No, there's been no structural alterations apart from one or two houses and new buildings. We lost quite a few characters, such as David Drew and Ron Carrington and people like that. But
yes, David had a lot to do with the village, didn't he? He was...
Yes, everybody knew him.
Yeah, and
he
was very involved with the village hall.
Jollied people along all the time.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Mm. Well, thank you very much. That's very useful insight into the village.